Welcome to the Fascinating Fiction Podcast, brought to you by HubPages.com. Each podcast features a short story written by an author on HubPages. If you would like to recommend a short story for the podcast, email podcast@hubpages.com. If you would like to start writing short stories of your own, join HubPages today. It's free, easy, and a great way to garner both feedback and readership. Revenge of the Glowing Green Cats by Paradigm Search on HubPages.com. The Whiffenpoof Genetics Research Center had been shut down again. Permits revoked, licenses revoked, everything revoked. Winky Whiffenpoof, the owner, did not care. One way or another, the electron genetic construct experiment must be completed. Lab workers were summoned back and on 16-hour shifts. Then the accident happened, but no one noticed. At the end of the second shift, everyone went home for the day. The puddle was motionless for several hours. Then it began to glow. Then it began to move. The cats in the cages with their silver spoons watched as the puddle moved and played its tunes. The puddle met the cages, and the cats became still. The puddle oozed in and did its will. The morning dawned and the workers arrived. The cages themselves were now puddles of stringy, melted metal. The cats are gone. The cats had migrated to the picturesque forest nearby. Observers could not see the cats for the trees. The cats were fine with that. In fact, the cats were quite fine indeed. They had grown. They were green. They glowed. And they multiplied. They remained unnoticed as the sun crossed the sky. The sun set, the moon rose, and the cats approached the single, lonely two-story house. In through the open window they went, all 400 of them. A bright green glow emanated from every first-floor window. The green glowing cats discovered the stairs and began to climb. The human occupants of the house were soon no more. The cats gathered around the computer, its little green modem lights blinking away. One by one, the glowing green cats approach the computer. Each cat seems to dissolve into a sparkling light cloud that quickly settles onto the keyboard and disappears. The modem blinks most furiously. It's a brand new day, and 400 computers around the world have just become the recipients of a brand new upgrade. For some reason, all the computers seem to be located in the various business and governmental clerical offices. And there is a perfectly ordinary-looking cat sitting underneath the desk of each of those computers. If you consider a cat with a slight green tint above the eyes ordinary. The workers come in for their various shifts and begin their routines. Some of them comment on the now wandering cats. At the top of the hour, around the world, the 400 computers suddenly become uncooperative. The cats, likewise, become completely still. "Password re-entry required," say the 400 computers. The workers attempt to comply. "Not that one," screams the screens. The 400 workers gaze nonplussed. 400 cats jump on 400 desks. 400 snarls echo around 400 rooms. 400 workers jump from their chairs. 400 paws slam down on keyboards. NORAD and other central commands go dark. The silos, however, do not. The cats are gone. Thank you for listening to the Fascinating Fiction Podcast. To find more short stories, as well as a wealth of articles and guides on all sorts of subjects, visit hubpages.com. We also invite you to join our community and begin publishing stories and articles of your own. To recommend a short story or volunteer to do readings, email us at podcast@hubpages.com.